Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
It really makes me incredibly angry to hear him say that he does not want to retract his statements, because he did lie to the American people. He did lie to Congress, which is a crime. He is a punk who is trying to further his own career, make himself wealthy and famous.
Cash money, I'm gonna make it rain.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I don't think they're gonna address the fundamental question.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and...
For heaven's sake, who in all of England, by the very furthest stretch of the imagination, could possibly be a vampire?
My responsibility as Speaker of the House to make sure we get to the truth on this, and we will not let their antics stand in the way.
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. VIPs, are you having a good time here today? Everybody enjoying themselves? Good. Glad to hear it. I'll sign some books in during the next break. It's I'm glad you're having a good time. 844-500-4242. I just read the story about the FBI agent at the center of the Gretchen Whitmer kidnap probe assaulted his wife allegedly after a swingers party. These aren't Hollywood swingers. These are Kalamazoo swingers. I got a gal in Kalamazoo, and I want to swap her for another gal in Kalamazoo, said the agent. So someone says, a texter says, what kind of freaks are running our justice system? Just the kind that are described right then and there. You think Lisa Page and Peter Strzok texting one another about how much they hated Donald Trump? We haven't even seen those emails or texts that they were sending back and forth. And the guy that was taking the bribes from local reporters while he was peddling information about the Russian collusion hoax that the Inspector General of the Justice Department just wrote about recently. And of course he was allowed to resign, as all these people are allowed to resign. It's just that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And one of the VIPs said, where did this story come from? It's actually in the Herald today, but I got it from the Detroit News. And if you wonder about the stories that we talk about every day at around noon, we post something called Howie's Homework at howiecarshow.com. Howie's Homework. And we have this story listed. There's a link to this story. There's a link to about 5, 6, 7 other stories. And you can check out, it's a good compendium of, you know, sometimes it's news about, you know, the issues of the day, like COVID and the masks. And sometimes it's just this kind of story, like, that's going to not obviously appear on MSNBC or CNN, because it doesn't fit in to the narrative. But check it out. Howie's Homework at howiecarshow.com. Click on store. Also, we have a few gift certificates left to Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine, and it's the oldest and the best Italian restaurant in Portland. And those are $50 gift certificates for just $25. And we had a bunch when we started out. We have very few left, but give it a shot. Go to howiecarshow.com, click on store, and you can get a $50 gift certificate to Maria's Ristorante on Congress Street in Portland, Maine for just $25. And we thank Aviva Trattoria for bringing in the great food for our VIPs tonight. And again, if you want to go to their Tour of Italy wine dinner in Malden, it's next. It's on the 27th. Just go to their website, and you can order the tables. It's $54.99. They had 5 courses, and each course is paired with a beautiful imported Italian wine. So it's a hell of a deal for $54.99 per person. Check it out, and Grace will be there as well on Tuesday night. 844 800-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And let's see, I'm just seeing if there's anything else I want to, if I want to play here from Joe Biden. Well, let's play Cut 26. This is a traditional one from Joe.
The rest of the world's wondering about us. Those of you who travel abroad, not a joke. Not a joke.
Not a joke.
He was repeating a lot of things today. Did he notice that?
Yeah.
Where's the...
He's like a blues singer. How about Cut 13?
So that, but that, I shouldn't make fun of it. That's good. It's good. It's good. Now, we have more corporations registered in Delaware than all the rest of America combined. Combined. Combined.
You can say it. He could say it 300 times, and I'm not buying it.
As I said, more people have died than all our major wars combined. Think about that. If I had told you that, or you had told me that 2 years ago, I'd say, come on, that's not going to happen in America. But it happened. It happened.
It happened. It happened. Combined. 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 And of course, he sometimes... Even when he's speaking extemporaneously or supposedly extemporaneously, it's as if he's confusing words on a teleprompter or in the binder. One of the VIPs is laughing. That's right, isn't it? Listen to this one, cut number 9.
The truth is, we haven't said it enough to people to allay their feels. There's nothing, their fears.
Allay their feels. Tara Reid could not be reached for comment. Neither could any of those young girls that he's sniffed and touched inappropriately over the years. Let's play that one again, cut 9.
The truth is, we haven't said it enough to people to allay their feels. There's nothing, their fears.
And then he always wants to talk about the child care tax credits. And as always, he has no idea what the numbers really are. Cut 35.
If you have a child under the age of 7, you get $300 a month, $350 a month. If you have a child under between 7 and 17, you get a total of $200 a month.
I'm still waiting for mine, by the way.
Well, do you have a child under between 7 and 17?
No. I've got one under 7.
Yeah, but he didn't say under 7. He said under between. You can take it up with your wife's father-in-law. All right, let's play wife's father-in-law again. That's I think that's the keeper of the day. We've got like 50 of these things.
But my deceased wife's father-in-law was a restaurateur up in Syracuse, New York, and by the way, he tried to convince he had a restaurant that was in a town called Auburn, about 20,000 people, which was at a flagship 24-hour restaurant that and
24
he
hours
it to
a day
me,
huh?
Which I would have been making five times that I would in law school to try to keep me in Syracuse, but I spent too many times at home hearing a phone call. The cook didn't come in. He's in fight with his wife. What's going on?
Okay, now that's my favorite. Most people would say, though, that cut number 7 was the real keeper. That'll be on the greatest hits reel, which will be available for the holiday season. Cut number 7.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be. We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah.
Can't wait for that next town hall meeting.
But some of the stuff, I mean, QAnon, the idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and no, I'm serious.
Not a joke. Not a joke. Not a joke. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Oh, hi, Howie. I just wanted to share my conversation I had with Channel 7 with you and your viewers. So I was watching the news today to get the weather, and I noticed they were talking about the increase in COVID in Provincetown.
Yes.
And in Nantucket, and the need to bring back the masks, right? So I also noticed that they cut it there. They didn't bring up any other broader news to talk about what may be impacting the real COVID increase, like the border, right?
Yeah.
So I got on the phone and I called the guy at Channel 7, who's pretty snarky. So this is a shout out to Channel 7 if they're listening. And I asked him about the broader news. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, don't you think, you know, we're thinking about COVID and increasing that the super spreader is really at the border. He said to me, what are you talking about? I said, you don't know? He goes, I said, are you not familiar with what's happening at the border? He goes, what are you listening to? I said, let's take Monday, for example, the 300 to 400 people that were, you know, pushing through the Texas border. And I think it was 900% in COVID.
Right. 900% increase in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. 900% increase in COVID cases on the southern border.
Exactly. So exactly. So this individual was saying, what are you listening to? You have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like, I'm listening to many news outlets that are reporting the facts, and I would think that Channel 7 would want to be providing viewers with facts, right? He's like, and I said, and then the other thing that people need to know when they're worried about COVID and, like, people getting vaccinated and, you know, the administration trying to, you know, like, mask us all up again and lock us all down, what about these people coming across the border, not vaccinated, not wearing masks, right?
I know, that's Channel 7 for you. I mean, you got to remember what Fred Allen used to say about TV. Chewing gum for the eyes, now more than ever. Thanks for the call, Susan. If you wake up in the morning feeling sore, then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. The mailroom manager loves it for energy, and my daughter Charlotte takes it before bed to help her sleep. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio and a jug at home. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code Howie for free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
Be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast. Of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
We're going to the Swingers Club.
I like their looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo. That's where the wife-swapping FBI agent lived. All right. Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from 50 menu and market items every week, including quick dinners and 10-minute lunches, perfect for switching things up. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is the mask mandate going to come back?
I hope not.
It certainly seems like it. 63% say yes.
All right. These crazy snitch line reports that I'm getting. I was just going through them all. One person reported that there was a large number of people at a rest stop in Chelmsford. It's been going on for a very long time. Some of the people at the rest stop in Chelmsford were actually going into the woods. They used to run undercover operations to stop that kind of thing long, long before anybody. There used to be arrests every summer weekend at those rest stops in Chelmsford. I don't know. Did you know that in Peabody, they have softball games, and after the games, some people go into the parking lot and have a few adult beverages with the players? When is this madness going to end? It's got to stop. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, it's a pleasure to be on. I'm going to make this really as short as I can. The last caller that you had that before the break that kind of got caught off, outstanding caller, loved everything that she had to say, thought she was really good.
Thanks. Taylor, the thing is, though, Tom, I mean, you can't expect to get any kind of real news from local TV, can you?
Oh, I understand that. Absolutely. I get it 100% because they don't care.
Right.
And give me 2 minutes right here, all right? Taylor, I didn't know when you come on for Steve, but you know what? You're outstanding. Love your work. Grace is always outstanding. Now, I had a call yesterday from Eloise Vitelli, and I think you know her as the Senate Majority Leader in Maine. I talked with her, told her about the situation as far as trying to get help in. I work in a local business in Thompson, Maine here, and she physically told me, as Joe Biden did on his little town hall thing yesterday, that they like this little thing that people are getting paid an extra $300 because it's a bargaining tool so they can get higher wages and kind of stiff us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just crazy.
Do they understand that every study has ever shown that every time the minimum wage goes up, depending on how much it goes up, you lose X number of jobs because a certain number of employers can't afford to pay the higher rate. Right? Did you try to explain this to the Solon?
But Howie, you understand they don't listen. They do not. This is my first time talking with her, and they don't care what you have to say. They physically don't care what you have to say. They will sit there and listen to you. And it was many topics. I talked about voting. I talked about illegal aliens coming into the country and stuff like that. They don't care what you have to say. They sit there and tell you that same, you know, the talking points of the Democratic Party. And this is after finally talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So they don't care.
I gotta stop you there, Tom. Let's play a couple of Biden cuts here. This is about Biden on the unemployment benefits. And again, he's saying something that is nonsensical. Cut 30.
But the point is, it's argued that because the extended unemployment benefits kept people, they'd rather stay home and not work than go to work.
You don't think it did that?
I see no evidence it had any serious impact on him.
He hasn't been looking very hard, has he? He hasn't been doing too much sleuthing on this issue. Cut 31.
If you make less than 50, and I'm not saying, John, your folks make less than 15, you have good restaurants. That means their tips are good. People make a lot more than just what the wage is being paid. If you put tips on top of it.
He has no idea how restaurants pay people. He's been in politics for half of a century, and he doesn't understand the difference between a tipped employee and an hourly employee who doesn't get tips. He has no clue.
If you're a tipped employee making $7 or $8 an hour, you're doing pretty damn good for yourself.
Yeah, again, I'm dating myself, but in Maine, when I started out, the tipped employees were getting 55 cents an hour. You know, I mean, but he has, it would help. Forget about working in the private sector. Could he at least talk to somebody who's ever worked in the private sector? Any part of the private sector? Ugh. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just listening to him talk about to the restaurant owner like that, like he knows anything about running a business, meeting a payroll, what happens when you increase prices in any business that provides goods or services. He has no clue. None. And he can't even speak. Let's play cut 50.
But because of the administration I put together, and America's back. Traditional America is more back.
More back. Traditional America is more back. Or is it back more?
It's better than being less back.
Or broke back mountain. Yes. Where those fish live. You had to be listening to the last hour to get that joke. I just want to read this one more time. This is from Ayn Rand from Atlas Shrugged in 1957. We tweeted it out a few minutes ago. This describes what it's like when Biden is the president of the – anyone like Biden is running the show, whether it's the mayor or governor or anything. This is a quote, Atlas Shrugged. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal, not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. I was never a big Rand fan, but boy, that is a great quote. And again, we tweeted it out a while back. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie. I'm sure you must have attended a few dance recitals in your time. So what I picture with him is, you know how like in the first row, they've got like a coach, especially for the little ones?
Yeah. Right?
And they're all kind of flopping around. She's doing the hand signals. Although in his case, they go one step better. They got like an earpiece, of course, and she's got a headset, and she's jamming them, prodding them, telling them, knock it off, slow down.
I tell you, now that you mentioned little kids' exercises, I'm thinking more that I used to take my kids to the soccer games. And, on a nice sunny morning, there'd be a bird up in the sky, And the kids would just start looking up. They'd forget all about where the ball was or, that there were people coming down to on the goalie. And they'd just be looking up at the bird. And I could just see Biden doing that, just wandering around and, looking up at a bird. And then, then grabbing the dog's tail. And then, saying, Mommy, Mommy.
What's that all about?
What's that all about? Oh boy. Anyway, listen, I want to do something a little different here at the end. He's going crazy and just lying through his teeth about this these Republican attempts to enhance voter integrity in the voting. And not all states are saying that you have to provide a driver's license for anything. But he's making it seem like, it's like poll taxes. And again, there's never been a poll tax, as far as I know, in a Republican-controlled jurisdiction. I mean, it's 100% Democrat, kind of like lynchings, kind of like slavery, kind of like massive resistance in the South. And yet he's making it sound like this is something that we're going back in time because they want to have some integrity in the voting process. Cut 33.
That's never, ever, 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 ever been tried before. Mm-hmm. This is Jim Crow on steroids, mm-hmm. What we're talking about.
Ever, 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 ever been done before. And again, he's not talking about reality here. They're asking you have to produce a voter ID, but you don't have to produce a driver's license. But I'm going to ask the question here.
Never, ever?
Never, ever. Ever.
Never, never, ever, ever for never, ever?
Never, ever, never, never, ever, ever, never.
Play Biden one more time, then we got to compare it again. Cut 33.
That's never, ever, 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 ever been tried before.
Ever, ever.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
This is Jim Crow. Never, ever, 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 ever been tried before.
Never, ever, never, ever, ever.
This is Jim Crow.
Never, 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 ever, ever, never. Stop, Patrick, that is enough.
Mommy, mommy, there's a bird up there in the sky.
Tell, what's that all about?
Well, since
I want to ask you the question. He makes it sound like you don't have to produce identification wherever you go. When was the last time you had to produce identification? That's what I'm going to ask people. 844-500-4242. I just tried to get out this small life insurance policy that I've had. My parents got it for me a long time ago, but I'm getting concerned for obvious reasons about the way the economy's going. So I figured I better just get the money out. And I had to come up with calling MassMutual, the insurance company in Springfield. And that's where the policy comes out of. And I had to produce my social security number. I think I had to produce my father's middle name. I had to produce a date of birth, the middle name of my father or mother. But I'm just thinking of all the things I have to produce now on a daily basis. If I want to look at my 401k, I have to produce my father's middle name, which luckily for me is my own middle name. And then if they need a second one, I have to give the name of the first pet I ever had, which is debt. What?
You could be giving away too much information here.
No, you're right. Maybe I shouldn't give away the name of my first pet, although I think I have given it away in the past.
You shouldn't even be giving away these questions that they're asking you.
Well, they do ask. What I'm saying is I'm asking people to tell me when was the last time you had to provide this kind of information. And everybody has to provide this kind of information. The craziest thing I've come across in recent years is going to the CVS, to the drugstore, and having to buy cough syrup and having to produce a driver's license to get cough syrup. Forget alcohol or anything like that, cough syrup. And this is so absurd. They're making it sound like, this is some kind of thing that's only visited upon certain minority groups. And it's not true. And then when Joe Biden says, blacks have a hard time getting driver's licenses or getting on the internet, it's so absurd. I love Leo Terrell, the black lawyer on Fox. And he goes, I'm black and I can get a driver's license. I have a driver's license. I've had one my whole life. Most black people, all black people I know have driver's licenses. What the hell is Joe Biden talking about? Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Hey, Howie. Hey, a pleasure talking to you again. Down here, I'm over here in West Springfield, stopped for kerosene last Friday. I was waiting for this subject to come back. So kerosene, put my credit card in. She looks at me and says, do you have an ID? And I said, this is for kerosene at a gas station that rhymes with Needway. it's right down the road from the Big E.
Kerosene? And, this is kerosene, a new one on me.
I said, kerosene. I said, an ID. What, how come I need an ID for kerosene but not to vote? And she, you know what they say, dumb looks are free. So.
Well, wait a second. If you wanted to really cause trouble with a flammable liquid, why the hell would you be dealing with kerosene? Why wouldn't you just fill up a gallon jug with gasoline? Get a lot more bang for your buck, wouldn't you?
Kerosene has gone. It's the highest it's ever been. Thank you, Joe Biden.
The important thing, though, is it's going to be cheaper in Germany because they've approved the pipeline from Russia to Germany. Forget about it. It doesn't what you and I are paying. It doesn't matter, Rambo. You know that, right? That is just so ridiculous. I understand. You have to produce an ID. I mean, it's unfortunate, but if you buy spray paint, I understand that because, people use it to deface other people's property. They vandal. I know Mumbles Menino used to call it artistry. I call it vandalism, graffiti. But, I mean, kerosene, that's crazy. I've never heard of such a thing. Thanks for the call, Rambo. Leo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leo.
Yeah, Howie. They talk about, well, show a utility bill. Well, because you got your lights on in your house doesn't mean you're legal to vote.
Right.
And also, people have got green cards, have got driver's licenses. They're not legal to vote.
Right.
So that's ridiculous, a driver's license.
No, it is. It is. And you know, it's really amazing that all these European countries, they all have more stringent voter regulations than we do. What about it when Iraq? Remember when they had the election in Iraq and everybody had to get the purple stamp on their wrists? Because they didn't want voter fraud. But it, voter fraud is welcomed here. I mean, this is all an attempt to increase voter fraud even more. Thanks for the call, Leo. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. And if you want a gift certificate to Maria's Ristorante, we still have a handful left. It's the best Italian restaurant in Portland, Maine. They got the best meatballs anywhere. We have $50 gift certificates for $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. HowieCarshow.com, click on store. VIPs, you've had a good time today?
Yes.
Everybody had a good time? Thank you. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Carrie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I was a VIP last year. So I went into CVS in Chelmsford. I'm from Chelmsford. And I had bought a can of Duster.
Yeah.
And it's just to spray out my keys on my keyboard.
Right.
They carded me for it.
What? Oh, I guess you could snort it? Like it's like the modern airplane glue that people used to abuse? Is that what it is?
No, it's just a spray can of air just to blow out the keys in my computer. You know, to clean them up.
Wow.
On my laptop.
I don't get around much anymore. I didn't even know you could abuse that kind of product.
Doesn't it contain like Freon or something inside to keep the compression? And yeah. So if you hold it upside down, you could cause like frostbite or something.
You know what seems crazy though? I mean, you could buy weed. So, and that's legal. So, but I guess someone pointed out you have to provide an ID to buy weed now in Massachusetts. I didn't know that.
Not if you go to your local dealer.
No, I know. The local dealers will linger on for a long time. Just like there were a lot of bootleggers left after Prohibition ended back in 1933. Probably still are some around because there are still some dry counties down in the South. Thanks for the call, Carrie. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howard, here's how crazy it is, all right? I had to show an ID to use my Big Y loyalty card when I was in there the other day. I didn't have it with me, and I put the phone number in, and a girl asked me for my ID to buy groceries that I'm going to be paying them. Can you believe that?
I thought all you needed was the phone number. I thought that made, when I go into CVS, I don't have the card. I haven't had the card for years, but I have my phone number. That's what I use. That is kind of crazy. Joe Biden never mentions any of this stuff, though, does he? When last time Joe Biden was in a supermarket? I didn't say ice cream store. I said a supermarket. I don't think he knows too much about supermarkets. I think he probably had a problem with the barcodes long after George H.W. Bush figured him out, too. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, last week I went down to South Station, got a ticket for Baltimore.
Yeah.
Showed them my passport. Went to Baltimore, and I wanted to change my reservation, make it a day later, so I went into the Baltimore station with my ticket that I had shown a passport for.
Yeah.
But, of course, to get a new reservation, I had to show my passport again.
So what'd you do? You have to go back to the wherever you were staying and get the passport?
No, because I'm smart enough to bring the passport with me.
Oh, okay.
I almost didn't.
Wow. How long has that regulation been in effect?
Well, man, if you want to go on a bus, a Greyhound bus, or a buy a ticket for Amtrak or a Greyhound bus, you need government proof of who you are.
Wow. 413, gun owners better not use their ID to buy legal weed. Forget renewing permit. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that screwed up. All these states, including Massachusetts, have legalized weed, but it's still a federal crime. And that's why I think even Clarence Thomas has said maybe it's time to make the laws uniform across the books, federal and state. Doctor's office not only asked for ID and insurance card today, but took them for 15 minutes. Kerosene ID is to keep track of buying large amounts. It's been used in the past to make things go boom. Yeah, like wet leaves in your backyard. I guess you can't do that anymore, though. I know you can't do it anymore, but sometimes fire spontaneously starts, you know? I used to notice that when I had a big yard out in Middlesex County. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie. Some of the previous callers had said, they had to produce an ID for some pretty simple things, like the dust off and all that stuff. And, even if you didn't have your ID and you couldn't get your dust off, well, no big deal, I guess, right? But a couple of months ago, I had to take my mother for a medical procedure, and I handled, some of her business and whatnot, and they were talking to me on the phone, making sure that she brought this, that, and the other thing, and including an ID, which surprised me. Now, it leads me to ask the question. If you can't produce an ID, you can't get medical procedures done? But they were very adamant about that. Oh, yeah, she must bring her ID.
Well, you should have just told them, Jeff, that she was an illegal alien. Then they wouldn't have needed to have any ID, and they wouldn't have asked you for your insurance either, because your insurance is the United States of America and the Medicaid program and various other forms of handouts. Yeah, I don't know what they do. Suppose you get injured and you don't have your driver's license with you, or you're unconscious. What do they do then? I guess they'd have to let you come in, but they wouldn't want to. Anyway, we will be back tomorrow. Thanks to everybody, the VIPs that were here. See you tomorrow, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.